What a day, what a day.
Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your extremely late couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, June 19th, 2017.
And you will have to look at the title to get the episode number.
No.
It's fine.
Do you know what's cracking me up?
What?
How lax we are compared to like 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, life kinds of tend to...
We're just like...
This episode 220. Is this episode. So
okay. 220, y'all.
It's episode 220. So
welcome to the Valentine Cast.
Yeah, so welcome to the Valentine Cast. Wanna apologize to those in the Valent Tavern. Hello, Valent Tavern.
Sorry if you're waiting on us. I apologize.
So it's been an interesting month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Renee and I, we didn't have like a miscommunication or anything. We just never finished the conversation and we just lost track of time on if we were doing the show or not. But I think after tonight, we may take July and August off.
Yeah. And I mean, no one cares what we have to say anyway.
You're crazy. But yeah, so it's been pretty interesting in our world, and maybe I don't know. I'm kind of like, should we stop for the summer, or should we not? It's just one of those things where it's kind of like life is just
the
crazy.
Girls are yeah. I think life is weighing on me at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So just stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe
I don't even know where to start. Do we want to start?
Let's start with Atlanta.
We want to start from Atlanta, or do we want to start with where are we putting the news? The update with mom.
Do that first.
You don't do that at first.
Sad thing out of the way.
All right, so we're gonna get this out of the way. And mom, it's not a burden if you're listening.
it's just
our little area where we can kind of just let, because people care and people want to know.
People do care.
That they want to know what's up, and so they can pray, give vibes, or whatever they want to do. So, do you want to tell, or do you want me to tell? What you want me to tell, don't you?
Yeah.
You want me to tell, or you want to tell?
I probably sound really cold if I tell.
How do I sound when I tell it? Well, who do we have with us in the Valentine before we get into it?
I honestly have no idea. I'm coming.
All right. So, in the Valent Tavern.
We are terrible.
I mean, I have it here. I mean, I thought maybe you had it up. So,
no,
with us in the Valent Tavern, we have JK, okay. Muhog, and Zabi. We also have Zerbius. We haven't seen Zerbius in a while. So what I have here is Bomburgers 108 Declaration.
It's called Bomburgers?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Bomburgers?
Bomburgers Declaration. It's 108 proof. It is Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey.
Bomburgers.
And so it's distilled and bottled here. It's a small batch. And it was bottled in 2009. Oh, this is bottled 2009 of 2139. This is batch 16. So this is, it's really good. It's really good. It's like a cherry bomb almost.
Is that the one you had the other day?
This is the one I had to go pick up from the guy at Liquor Barn.
Okay.
But this is like a cherry bomb. It's so amazing. So hi everyone in the Valent Tavern.
Hello.
Like I said, we deeply apologize for being late. Just a miscommunication between Renee and I.
I apologize.
And Renee and the girls.
All my fault.
Renee's will be
taking all the blame.
You know, it's too late to apologize.
I know it is.
It's too late. You know, they opened up for you two this past week.
They did, huh?
They did. They
That's
did.
That's interesting.
Yep. So they opened up for you two. So. Okay. So.
Your children.
You know what? I'm gonna let the madness go on in the background. I'm not even gonna try to cut it out.
Go on and do it.
This is our life.
It is madness.
I should turn up the monitor during this whole time.
So they can hear.
So y'all can hear
what
the
we go
shit
through.
That we had to go through. These sweet girls that Zobby loves and Clark loves.
Like, oh, they can never do anything wrong. They're so
here we go.
They're so sweet.
See, now they're fighting over something. Mine. It's mine too. But anyway, so, the news from mom, as you know, you all know, somebody may know that, you know, she got upgraded to stage 4, blah, 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 all that good stuff. Well, we found out that the chemo, is not working.
Stupid chemo.
Really, Clark? What, you gonna send me a message now, man? You gonna send me a message now? Huh? Oh, you wanna add me on Skype? Okay, sure, Clark. I'll add you on Skype. Let me get off of Skype. So the chemo is not working, and not only is the chemo not working, it's come to find out that the chemo has spread to her lungs. One of her lungs. No, Clark, you're fine.
The cancer has spread to her lungs.
What did I say?
The chemo.
Oh, the chemo. So, the cancer has spread it to her right lung. And so now that the chemo is not working, we're going to be looking at some trial medication plus chemo to try to battle this cancer. It's been an interesting
cancer just blows
month, I guess. I don't even remember when it all happened. So it's just been very interesting, and you know,
interesting. You keep using that word.
That's the only positive.
It's been hell.
It's been
a little
fucking
much.
Crazy. How about that?
Yeah.
There we go.
It's been crazy. More crazy than interesting.
It's just crazy. So I mean, there we go. That's what's that.
Yeah.
Alright, babe. But,
all right.
So with that being said,
moving on.
We went to Atlanta. And we spent some time in Atlanta. Deidre and Chris. We're going on a cruise, so we headed down to Atlanta. Renee was going to go down to take care of August, but I decided to tag along with her so I can try to see my kids while I was down there, while that was going on. So we got down there on a Friday, and we stayed until not the following Monday, but 2 Mondays later.
Right. No, 2 Mondays later?
Yeah, because we were down there. We left the second Monday we were down there.
Makes it sound like we were there for 2 weeks.
We were almost there for 2 weeks. We were there for like from Friday till Monday.
Yeah.
So we
a week and a half.
We were there for 2 weekends.
We were there for a week and a half.
Yeah, a week and a half is what we that's the same thing.
No, it was 2 weeks. Mondays, isn't the same as a week and a half.
2 Mondays.
Okay.
If we were there Friday.
You said 2 Mondays after that.
Whatever. Okay. Okay.
I'm just saying what you said.
Sure. So, hold on, something about to go down.
Where?
Anyway, what?
Something about to go down.
So,
you're
go ahead, talk about Atlanta, babe.
So, went down to take care of my nephew, August. August loves his parents. He's a little bit more attached to his parents than my kids are to us. Jay cut his hair.
I did.
And it looked great. But what was crazy,
girls,
Jay cut his hair.
That's enough.
But then he didn't like me that evening. I'm like, I'm not the one that cut your hair. But yet he took it out on me. He didn't want me to come near him. He's a very passionate little boy. How about that? It was cool. I was glad to get to know him a little better, and he said my name, Ane. Oh, yeah. Take that, all the other sisters. Renee was first. I went with Hippo Hop. I went with Deidre in August to Hippo Hop. That was fun. The girls had fun. They're doing so much on their own. It's freaking crazy. I didn't really do much for the rest of the week except work. Jay saw his kids.
Yeah, and I was the second shooter for a wedding.
While Renee and them were at
Hippo Hop, I went with Chris, and I was a second photographer for a wedding. Mm-hmm. So it was really, 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 really good.
Yeah, so I was proud of Jay for that. And it's like, you've been getting a lot of recognition for your pictures lately. Like, people are singing your praises lately, which is pretty cool. That's happening, but you know, I wish I could take pictures like you, but alas, I suck.
You don't suck. You do pretty good.
Let's speak truth.
So,
you okay?
Yeah.
This is the worst Valentine's cast ever.
Well, a friend in need.
Is a friend indeed?
Yeah, a friend in need is a friend indeed, man. So,
okay. All right. Well, so anyway, Atlanta was pretty uneventful for me. I don't know if Jay wanted to tell any stories from Atlanta, but I don't have any because it's pretty boring. But, Jay did meet some ladies Ubering. That was pretty cool.
I did. So, like, YouTube happened, and then so I had met them, and I had taken them to the concert. I typically give my cards and stuff like that, and then, like, they were like, oh, we're gonna be doing a lot of stuff on Saturday, you know, can we just call you up and you take us around? I was like, sure, I'll do that. And they were amazed that Renee was fine with it.
Which I'm amazed that they were amazed. I'm like, dude, okay.
You are laid back, babe.
It makes me wonder how other women are sometimes.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I'm kind of talking right here. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So. Yeah.
That was mysterious.
That was mysterious. Because here we go. I can just do this right here.
What are you doing?
You can do what? So YouTube happened. And then also there was a bourbon release on Saturday morning. So the ladies, they went to different places. I mean, I was kind of like their little private chauffeur, you know, kind of like their city concierge. Like, I was just telling them about parts of the city, and they would go to different parts, and I was telling them, you know, go to the Jefferson Bridge, and not the Jefferson Bridge, but go to Jeffersonville, cross the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
They went over there. They had, like, beers. They spent a long time over in Jeffersonville, Indiana, at the little shops.
Did
at
they
the
like
bar.
Your recommendations?
They loved my recommendations.
Dude, you're so good at this.
They love my recommendations. And so they went to Muscle Bar, Muscle and Burgers.
I better be careful. Somebody gonna try to steal you from me because you're so great.
No. And then so I'll take a selfie to get, they want to take a selfie with me, and we did that. And
I got the selfie.
Renee got, we FaceTimed Renee.
Yes. That was hilarious.
And they were like, I was like, you guys want to see my wife? Meet my wife? It's like, yeah. And so they even took a picture of me talking to you.
I got some random FaceTime. It was pretty funny.
I was like, hey, babe. Here's Becky and Tiffany and
Becky
all the ladies. And Esther, huh?
Esther?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought, I didn't know anybody young had the name Esther.
Anymore. Yeah. Yeah. So
Esther's a very classic name.
I think yeah. So, I mean, it was pretty cool. I mean, there were like, so it was seven of them. two of them had already left, but five of them live in Atlanta. And they was like, when you guys come back to Atlanta, here's my number. Call us. We want to all hang out and meet up with you guys.
Aww.
They want to see the girls. They want to see you. Because I was like, I want
them guys. How did you become such fast friends with you ladies like in like a day? It's crazy how you can do that. You get best friends in like a day.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. I mean, it's like asking me, I don't know. Do I have a trusting face? No.
You have a trusting nature.
Okay.
But if people really knew how you work.
I know, right? But yeah, I mean, I just tend to be myself. I mean.
Yeah.
And everything.
I think that helps.
I mean, you know.
You're real. Is what
I'm real. The way you walk, the way you talk, the look of your so whatever. So oh my God.
Our children.
Kids, man.
Anybody want any kids?
No, I'm not doing anything because no, they're not taking those kids because they're gonna have to pay it off. If we're giving them away,
yeah.
They need to pay off
their debt.
The debt. Other little munchkins.
Oh gosh. Anyway, so, oh, do you want to tell about your incident at the beverage thing, or are you gonna
so after so so one of the things with Ubering. Let me start off. That was a concert. I ended up getting called a fat nigger. At the end of one of my rides, you know, if you're on my Facebook, you probably saw it. And I talked about it, and it kind of shocked me and everything. And it was kind of like one of those things, kind of like, really? That shit just happened, you know? And then, after the U2 concert, a bunch of the guys, there was like a bourbon release that was happening for this group that I'm in and they had did a barrel pick. So we're all like, you know, waiting until the next morning. Mm-hmm. So they had already started camping out about 11:30 that night. And I got there about 2:30 in the morning.
Right.
Hold on.
But 2:30 in the morning? Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
I wish I had a story. I don't have a story.
So
you're busy.
You do have stories, but you just don't like talking about them.
Like what?
You have stories. You can talk about when you met your mommy friend in Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But too late. I'm back now. You had to wait. So
wait my turn.
So we were at the place, and then like there was this one guy, and so when we were there, we all bring our bourbon, and it's private property. We can drink and all this other stuff, and just chill out. We got permission, and. So we're all, you know, just sipping on bourbon and stuff like that. There was this one guy who was just killing it. Shit face. It was like shit face, man. And drunk. And he was like standing by the table where all the bourbon was sitting. He was wobbling. And just wobbling back and forth. And one of the guys was like, yo, dude, you know, chill out. You know, chill out. You might want to stop on the drink. So he pours another drink. And then we're talking about some of the liquor stores where they kind of, they raise the prices up higher on like Holly salt bottles. You know, it's market and stuff like that. I mean, but it's to the point where it's like secondary market prices where it's kind of like outrageous, you know, but people buy it. And then like, the one guy that was really drunk was like, yeah, I just tell them, shut up, you effing niggers. And then, so it was like seven of us out there. And we were like, what just happened? So I'm sitting there. I'm like, what just happened? I know he just didn't say what he said. I know he's drunk. I know he just didn't say what he said. And everyone's like looking. And it gets quiet because we were all just talking and joking. And we were like, I can't believe that just happened. And I'm sitting there like, you know, I can't react. I felt like that I couldn't react because I felt like all eyes were on me. Let's see what cool, calm, collective Jay is about to do, you know? And I was kind of like, oh God, I can't believe this guy just said that. And then one of the guys, you know, about 5 minutes later, because the dude's just still hammering. And one of the guys was like, all right, buddy, because I'm not going to call his name.
Right.
All course. Right, yeah, buddy. I wouldn't. And he gets up, and the guy, the one guy that's saying, all right, buddy, he gets up, he takes the chair over to him, puts it behind him, says, you need to sit your ass down. You're scaring us around the bourbon. He was like, I don't need to sit down. I'm all right. He was like, you're not all right. You're wobbling. You're leaning on the table. You're about to fall over, and you're using racial slurs. And I'm the only black guy here. I'm the only black person here.
The fact that he just used it so casually.
And the dude was like,
were you cool with him before, though?
I had never met the guy.
Oh, okay.
I never met this guy. And he was like, I ain't gonna sit down. I don't need to sit down. You guys need to shut up, you effing nigga. He said it again. And the guy said, you say that one more effing time, I'm gonna beat your effing ass. And
oh my God.
And it got, I mean, it escalated.
I would have been like,
I was like,
I wouldn't have known what to do.
I was like, holy shit. I was like, my buddy's about to catch a case. He's going to go to jail because he's going to beat the living crap out of this dude.
Dude.
And it's like, so a couple of guys are like, everybody calm down. You know, let's stop and everything else.
Stop.
And
drop.
We actually started singing that too.
Did you really?
We did. After the guy got in the car. So after all that happened, he tried to leave. A couple other guys grabbed him, took his keys so that he wouldn't drive. We were going to Uber him out. I was going to drive him. I was like, somebody's going to ride with me. But they made him.
See, you're so sweet. Like,
somebody's going to ride with me.
Normal, but still, so many people would not even do that.
You know why? If we try something, I got something. I'm not worried about that.
No, the fact that you would do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want him. I mean, Ubering, I deal with a lot of that stuff.
Right.
Aside from the nigger getting dropped so many times in the past month. You know.
Yeah, it must be that season or something.
Man, I'm telling you, man, it's you know, I really, I'll get into that in a second.
Okay.
And so they grab his keys, they make him get in the car and go to sleep. He gets in the car, he goes to sleep, all the other stuff. And so we're all sitting out there, and Greg Frank, oh, sorry. Greg wasn't the one that confronted him. So the one that was like, everybody calm down. He was like, he felt bad because he thought that because he was telling everyone to calm down, that he was saying, chill out. It's okay that he said it. And he's like, no, I didn't want anyone fighting.
That's understandable.
You're fine. You're fine. No one thinks that you are condoning his actions.
Right.
I mean, you're saying it's okay for him to act that way. And so we were talking about, yeah, then we started talking about the DMX song, Stop, Drop. So we end up listening to that. We end up listening to Regulators
Good old school stuff.
Because we were talking about regulating because homeboy regulated that whole thing. And then we listened to Staying Alive because we checked to make sure he was still alive. Because
were y'all good and tipsy yet or at this point?
Dude, so the thing was, the guy that dropped the racial slurs,
right?
The one that said everyone calm down, and the guy that took the keys, those were like the three that had drunk the most.
Mm-hmm.
So. But the other two weren't shit faced. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
the one that said everyone calm down started speaking in Lithuanian to everyone. Cause
he's Lithuanian?
No, he's not. He's been armed forces, and so
he knew Lithuanian.
Yeah.
And so he's.
So he was like, come up. It was just little stuff. And he was riding a motorcycle. And I was like, I want to ride your motorcycle. He's like, you give me $200, you can ride. I was like, no, I want you to drive and I'm going to hold you while you ride. He was like, you ain't gonna be bitch riding with me or something like that, you know.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Well, okay. I can't remember what it's called.
That's so nice.
Well, it was two dudes. When it's like two straight dudes, people like don't want you. Yeah. But anyway, and I was like, and he got in this, you know.
He need to be a bit more secure in his manhood.
No, he's fine. He's secure. It's just one of those things. It was just all jokes. That's all it was. Just locker room jokes, babe.
Locker room talk.
Locker room talk, Renee. We weren't talking about grabbing people in the
You know. You mean the vagina?
The vagina, you know.
Or the vulva, I guess it would be.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is, I think this was my concern when the election happened in November.
Right.
This right here is the concern that a lot of people had with our current president,
right,
and the whole election. This is the concern that people, non-white people, I'm gonna go ahead and just be real, non-white people, mm-hmm, had, because experiencing racism and getting someone or a podium or a place where people feel comfortable, feel that they can say these things, that just encourages it. And people are like, great. That means we can just look and see who they are and we don't have to deal with them. Well, guess what? Great. That's good for you, but you ain't got to deal with that shit. You know?
We do.
You know? And I was thankful for my friend who stood up.
Right.
Because from what I learned, from thinking back in my past, he's the first white person that I've seen in my vicinity,
mm-hmm,
when that went down that actually stood up and said something.
Right.
You know, and it's easier. So for me, yeah, I could say something, but there's more power. There's more influence. There's just something more when it's just like when a man stands up to another man for treating a woman a certain way, saying, no, you're not going to disrespect her because of who she is.
Right.
You know, or because she's female. It's the same thing when a white person stands up to another white person that says, you're not going to be racially insensitive with your language,
right,
or with your actions and with that other stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just that. I mean,
sucks that it has to be the way, but that's,
I mean, it's the same way when I'm talking to my friends about cops, you know what I'm saying? They're talking, somebody may be bashing the cop. I'm like, look, they're not all like that. And I'm not going to allow you to do that in front of me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I have friends that are Leos then that's not right. And I'm not going to allow that. So, you know, it's whatever, man. It's whatever. So that was my fun. I've heard the word nigger in a negative way, non-rap music, which shouldn't be there either, whatever. But in my vicinity for like in the past month, 4 times. And that's 4 times too many for my taste. So in the past month. So anyway. We were in Atlanta. We met one of your mommy friends, right, babe?
We did. I met my friend Melissa. I actually met her at my friend Jessica's wedding in Charleston. Well, I already knew her, but I met her in person for the first time. So I was super excited. And I love her so much. I love that we get to spend more time together. I got to spend some time with her husband, Taylor. He's a hottie. And Her kids are just the most gorgeous kids I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, she's a hottie too.
Yeah, she is a hottie. Her oldest daughter,
Taylor's all right.
Model.
Taylor's all right.
Taylor's a hottie.
That's because he's young.
He's a hottie. Anyway.
Do I get called a hottie? I don't get called a hottie doing.
I don't know. Well, no one really gets. I just call people's husbands hotties because I don't care. So I'm sure some people don't like other women calling their husbands.
Renee doesn't call me a hottie.
I call you sexy. I think that's.
See, I told you.
I think that's pretty good, right? I mean,
you. Go ahead, babe. Talk about it.
Anyway, so the girls had fun. She has 5 kids. Five kids. Five. Four. Four. Five. four kids. Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
Why are you looking at me to help you or something?
I don't know why I'm
Am I supposed to be helping you?
Four kids. Paige, Henley, Haddon, and Harriet. Harriet's the baby. So the two middle girls, they're around the girl's age. Henley is exactly their age, so that was cool. But they were playing dress up in the other room, and you know, adults are in the room just chit chatting, and Henley comes up to us to talk about panties down. We were like, and they're like, did he go potty or what's going on? I glance around the corner. I see Zoe butt naked. Not a stitch of clothing on her. I was like, why are you naked? And I went and rushed in there, and it turns out her daughters take off their shirt and pants to try on the dress-up clothes, but they keep their panties on. Well, that was not a concept to Zoe. Clothes on or clothes off. There's no middle ground. So she just took all her clothes off. It was freaking hilarious. I bet she was so confused. Like, Mom, why are you freaking out? Just sitting here trying on dress-up clothes. But, so that was pretty cool. I was really glad to see her. And I can't wait to see her again. I'm so glad she's in Atlanta. She's only half an hour away. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we get Jessica down there, too.
Yeah, and then also get to see Esther and the Ladies.
Esther and the Ladies.
So many people.
That sounds like a band, Esther and the Ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. So we started watching Orange is the New Black.
We did. It's different.
You don't like it, do you?
No, it's okay, it's just different. It's all right. It's not my favorite one. It's not my favorite one at all. But you know, it's not bad. I mean, it's nice to see my favorite characters back. Crazy Eyes is amazing as always. Definitely still my favorite. So I really glad it's back. But as far as my Netflix watching, let's see, I finished watching Star Trek Enterprise, so I started on the 100. And wait. First, there was something I finished. Oh, what was it? Well, all right, so I'll talk about the 100 while I find out what it is. So I had heard of the 100, like I had heard the name of it, but I had no idea what it was about. It reminds me of Lost a little bit, and I'll tell you why. Do you know how Lost had that like build up of music at the when it went on a
damn dirty as I got it
commercial break?
Say what now?
Do you know how it would build up on? Oh, there's a new episode of Grey's Anatomy. Oh, right. Sorry.
Right.
It would be like
right.
It does that.
Oh, and my I hate God. It. You know I hate that.
I know you do. I know you do. It sucks. But it reminds me of Lost a lot. And I don't know why. But it's not bad, though. So the 100, yeah, I went from Star Trek Enterprise straight into the 100. For some reason, I thought I had something else in there. So after the 100, I don't know what I'm going to go into. Probably Grey's Anatomy. Excuse me. And something nice and light. And I got caught up on Grey's, so might as well continue on with Grey's. So, and we've gotten our DVR down. 24 got canceled. You were a little upset, Jay. You felt like they had wasted our time because we actually watched it when we could have watched something else. And
yeah,
technically, yeah, I suppose so. But you got to look at it in a different light sometimes, Jay. It's not all terrible.
Yeah, it is. It wouldn't have got canceled if it wasn't.
Oh, but since 8 got canceled, that hurts my heart so much. It's a Netflix original, and it got canceled, and it sucks so bad. So yeah, whatever. Boo. It was really interesting. It was a great show. A lot of people were upset about it, but they canceled it because it cost too much. And I totally can see that it cost too much to produce.
Yeah.
So, sucks, but
yeah,
maybe one day somebody will pick up the mantle. But anyway, yeah. So, other than that, we've been working.
Yep, been working.
I've been cooking a little bit more.
Yep, cooking a little bit more. I've been trying to stay sane.
Yeah, taking a break I think would be good.
Yeah, so I think what we're going to do.
Yeah, because it's. Yeah.
Everyone, I think we may. We may call it here.
Yeah.
And I think we are at least going to take. You want to just come back after Labor Day?
Yeah.
Or do you want to do August or?
Labor Day is good.
And
no one cares about us.
And reserve the right to have a show.
Yes. It'll be a surprise show. Yeah. Okay. Surprise.
All right. So let's look at the calendar here. So this is all right, so the next show will be on the 3rd, 17, 31, 14, 28. You want to do the first show on 9/11?
Sure.
All right, let me make sure. 19, 3, 17, 31.
Oh, 14, we saw Wonder Woman.
28.
It was so good.
11. So 9/11, we'll be back. So let's talk about Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is great. I have someone that I disagree with on some things, and it's not anyone here in the room. But go ahead, let's talk about Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman was amazing.
Yes, it was.
She's just great. She's a great Wonder Woman, and.
She's so sexy.
She is very pretty and sexy. And she just seems like I'd be cool to. Do you know she was pregnant during some of it? Because yeah, they had to reshoot and she was pregnant.
Yeah, she was too.
She's so cute, pregnant. But yeah, but I enjoyed it. So it's about time.
Alex has seen it 2 times. He wants to see it again. I want to see it again. I know we're going to own it. So I had a disagreement with someone about Wonder Woman, about right. how she looks, because someone felt that she should be more buff, and she looked, I guess she looked chubby. Is that what he said?
Really? I didn't.
It's kind of like, doesn't, you know, I'm just
she
like.
She gained 15 pounds of muscle, though.
I don't know. It's just kind of like.
She was.
She wasn't buff enough for him. I'm just kind of like, what are you talking about?
Just
like,
because she's strong, she got to be buff? What's up with that? Spider-Man's little tiny thing.
Yeah. I just don't get it. But it's great. You know, so anyway, go see it if you haven't seen it. I like to see it again. But yeah, everyone. If you would, just be thinking about and praying and.
Yeah.
Vibes or whatever you do.
This show feels a little that. Sorry, y'all. Why are you looking at me like
that? Well, I was trying to figure out why you sorry.
Because I just feel like it's I don't know, a letdown.
If the steam,
are you my friend?
Is that what you think
it seems
it's
to me?
Is that what you think?
You should be free.
Is that what you think this is happening now?
Oh, if this is the end, we've had a good run. So I would be upset. Maybe we'll find
you
another.
You wouldn't be or you would?
I wouldn't be.
Y'all hear that, Valen Tavern? Y'all hear that? So that's nuts. Well, anyway. All right. Let's,
I want ice cream so bad. All right. All right, y'all. Nope. I'm not.
Because I want some.
I am not.
I wanted some ice cream.
I am not because I'm trying to lose weight. I've gained 20 pounds and I'm tired of my clothes not fitting. Woohoo!
I want some ice cream.
All right, y'all.
Ice cream will be
Valentine's
good.
Out.
Hey, everyone. Check it out. 9/11, 2017.
I don't even feel like putting up a post for this show.
We'll be back.
I need to, though. That's what we need to do, right?
That's up to you, babe. But we'll be back.
All right.
9/11, 17. Yeah.
All right, y'all. I'll be good.
You guys have my phone number. Somebody saw my phone number. It's on one of the shows. It's on the YouTube. So it's on the cards that I showed. So if you find it, you can call me. JK, you have my number. So you call me anytime, boo. Yeah. Nerdtacular in like a week.
Excited.
Yeah.
You and me, babe.
Yep. Me and Renee.
On
everyone.
A trip together. Alone.
Yeah.
No children.
Yep. And yeah. So but yeah, I turned 42 on Friday. But
happy birthday, Jay!
All right, well, cool.
Father's Day was cool.
Father's Day was great.
This is the worst ever.
Father's Day was great, man. It was really good.
Yeah.
It was great.
Are you sad I didn't wish you a happy Father's Day on Facebook? Because apparently, if you don't do it on Facebook, then it's not real or something.
No, I'm fine that you didn't say it on Facebook. You had to do some tribute to me.
Okay.
I did my little I'm tired of everybody shitting on Father's Day post. So that was good enough. So this Bomb Burgers is good. And Zerb, you have my phone number as well. So you guys give us a call. See how we doing. We usually post on Facebook. We rarely do it on Twitter. But if you do want to reach out to us, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our videos on youtube.com/valentinecast. You can go to facebook.com/valentinecast. And I'm doing all this by memory.
Okay.
But Renee,
you're doing pretty good.
If they want to tweet us, we don't even tweet, but we still get tweets, though. We read them.
We read them, but we don't use
them. We reply back like a week later.
At ValentineCast.
No, just don't worry about that one.
It's, yeah. YouTube.com/ValentineCast.
No, talk about yours and mine.
At the Ice Flow, it's me and... At the Cowboy, CAOBOI.
THECAOBOI. But anyway, you guys have a great summer.
Bye,
we
y'all.
Will.
We just lost all of the listeners anyway. All right, bye.
Yeah, you can give me a call, JK, after we sign off, man. All right, y'all. Be nice. Just be freaking kind. That's all we need. Just a little bit of love. Tired of the bullshit. So, anyway, love you all. Talk to you later. Bye now. Renee.
Boop. Yep.
Hey, guys. Don't be sad. We'll be back.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.
Boops, whoops, boops, boops.
Boops,
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 boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops, boops,